I cannot stand facing challenges on my own. I cannot help myself from falling, nor can I save myself from drowning. That's why I need you, Lord, in every step I make. You are the vine, I am the branch. I cannot survive without you. You are the truth and the way. You are my source of life. With you I know I can do all things, and I can face tomorrow. You are the reason I live for today. I cannot stand on my own without you, Lord. I am weak, frail, and powerless. I can easily be blown away by any moving wind. That's why I need you, Lord, to be my support. You are the vine, I am the branch. I cannot survive without you. You are the truth and the way. You are my source of life. With you I know I can do all things, and I can face tomorrow. You are the reason I live for today. I cannot see clearly. My vision is clouded. I need you to hold my hand. If you don't lead me, I'll get entangled with the chaos of life. That's why I need you, Lord, to be my guide. You are the vine, I am the branch. I cannot survive without you. You are the truth and the way. You are my source of life. With you I know I can do all things, and I can face tomorrow. You are the reason I live for today. You are the reason I live for today. You are the reason I live for today.
Amen. We'll have one more, and then we have to sing together. Amen. Let's, Brother Will, then we'll sing, because there's such a roar in the church when we're singing together. Just one more. And then we'll sing a few songs together, and we'll give a shout to the Lord. Are you ready, Brawul, or we just cancel you for today? Okay, let's say Brawul's not ready. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah,
when the hills are full. gone and hearts are free, and from the throne King Jesus beckons, and the hills of home are calling me. This house of flesh is but the prison, bars of bone hold my soul. By the doors of clay I gonna burst wide open when the angels take my flight like a mighty eagle when the hills of home start calling me. And I'll take my flight like a mighty eagle when the hills of home start calling me. When the hills of home start calling me.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why. I don't know why He cares. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad He did. I don't know why. One more time. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why He cares. Oh, I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. He left His mighty throne, left His mighty throne in glory to bring to us redemption's story. Then He died, but He rose again. But I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. I don't know why, don't know why. I don't know why. I may never understand why. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. Where would I be this morning? Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be? Where would I be if He didn't care? Where would I be? Where would I be if He hadn't sacrificed His life? Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. Oh, I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why, I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. I don't know why, don't know why. I don't know why, I don't know why He cares. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. Amen. Hello, life. Amen. Hallelujah. How we long to worship You. Hello, life. Hello, life. I belong to worship You. become this morning?
Will become to you in worship. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation.
We long to worship you, Jesus. This morning,
you deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, we lift our hands and worship as we lift our holy name.
Too loud.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, we lift our hands and worship. As we lift our holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great.
Too loud.
There'll be no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, no one else like Jesus. There is no one else like you, no one else. There is no one else like you, no one else like Jesus. There is no one else like you.
Because you have chosen this morning.
Because you have chosen a narrow path, the hardest way. A great portion of heaven
is a great portion of heaven
is waiting for you. Because of what you decided,
well, that was a prophecy.
That was a prophecy.
Was a prophecy.
The angel told to the great messenger. That is what would.
That is what will produce a great victory
in the love divine. Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. No matter what it takes this morning, I walk with Jesus.
good to the end of time.
Hallelujah.
Thy divine love will live in me. Oh, I will walk, I will walk, I will walk this path. Footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. The divine love will live in me. Oh, this path has many, 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 many trials. This path has many trials and many battles against the enemy. But His Holy Spirit will lead us to perfect love, where there is not much time remaining. There is not much time remaining. In this path, oh, let's use that time while we can. Hallelujah! We can already hear that. We can hear the chariots of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. The divine love will live in, oh, the divine love will live in me. The divine love will live in me. Oh, it's my desire this morning that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live in me.
Holy Saints, we do greet you this morning in Jesus' name. Wonderful to be in His house. We're sorry to cut short the items this morning. We've got a baptism, and then Brother Howard's got to go and preach up in the north, so apologies for the... There were quite a number of items. We do appreciate the items. Please bring them again next week. Just today we don't have that much time. Brother Howard's got to get up and prepare for the evening service at Brother Tom's, so we wanted to get straight into the word. I'm sure that's what you've come for. Prayer request. Sister Lily is asking for prayer for her niece in Angola. She's sick and her name is also Lily. So let's put that before the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, once again, we've come into your house. Father, we know that it's just your grace. Father, there's many that, Father, that used to walk with you and they walk no more. Father, there's many surely out there that would desire and would hunger and thirst and are seeking, Lord, but you've granted us that mercy, that Lord, upon this day we can come unto you. That Father, you've drawn us, that you've led us into your courts, that you've granted us mercy and grace once again to come and gather in your precious name. Father, how wonderful, Lord, and how we know one day such meetings will be memories. Father, we know with this world and the way that it's going. So Father, how we would long to ask of thee for grace, that Lord, you draw near to our souls to make full use of every opportunity that you'd give unto us. Father, we just want to draw near to you. Lord, draw near unto us. Come and trouble the waters once again upon this day. Father, let the great angel come down, Lord. And Father, with a healing virtue, Lord, with a power for service, Lord, with the answer, Lord, to the questions that can't be answered. Father, we're looking unto thee. It's only your grace and it's only your mercy. Father, you've done it so many times. And Father, we do so appreciate that, Lord. Won't you just do it once again upon this day? Won't you touch your people? Father, won't you draw near unto us, the visitors in our gates? Lord, won't this be the day for them? That Father, Lord, it'll be from that time. Lord, let it be so. And our sister, Lord, she's got her relative, Lord, Lily as well. Father, we just want to come unto thee upon this day. Father, you see the situation. Lord Jesus, we know that on the cross, Lord, when you hung there, we know, Lord, that when the justice, Lord of God, was laid upon you, Father, we know that when you are striped, Lord, with those stripes. We know that it was for our healing, Lord. We know it was for our deliverance, Lord. And that's how we're coming unto thee upon this day, because, Lord, we believe that, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we know that everything was finished that day on Calvary, Lord. And Father, let the angel just come down to quicken the faith, Lord, even of this lady, and speak unto her soul, that she may step in, Lord, to the pool upon this day. Lord, let something be done where she is, Father, Lord, that you will draw near, that she may just reach out her hand and touch your garment upon this day. And Father, may that virtue flow from you to her. And Father, let the same virtue, Lord, be in our brothers, administer upon this day. And let the virtue flow from him, Father, Lord, through the gift that you put inside of him. And Father, let that virtue, Lord, Father, let each and every one of us, Lord, just reach out upon this day. Father, you know our needs, you know our petitions, you know our desires, Lord. And Father, we're looking unto thee. Father, we're depending upon thee. Bless the service, bless all that is said and done. Father, be glorified. Even the people to be baptized, bless them. Father, let this be a coronation day for them, Lord. Let this be a day, Father, in your presence, in your spirit, that you'll do something for them, Lord, that they'll never forget, Father. Lord, we're looking unto thee. Prepare our hearts now, even as we get in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Just a quick announcement, saints, that the parking lot at the back of the church is now closed. We don't have access there anymore, so just to let the saints know that. And then we want to greet our visitors. So we have Sister Victoria's friends from Brazil. We have Renata and Jamil. Is it Jamil? Yes. God bless you. Feel at home in the house of the Lord. As you all have said, there's no visitors in the house of God. It's just that maybe you're just finding your place in the family today. Amen. That's what it really is. Yes. We really wanted to greet as well. We did on Wednesday, Brother Gilvinus and his family. Like we said on Wednesday, many saints know Brother Gilvinus and his family from visiting us before. They're precious friends. We've been in their house. We've preached in his church. You know, Brother Gilvinus is the pastor of the church in Klaipeda, Lithuania. That's where Gitana's from. Brother Virgus, Sister Ingrida, he was their pastor there for many years. And he's a real, real fine brother. I love to have fellowship with him, so he's come to visit us for a holiday. And I'm sure that he's preparing himself, because you don't visit here if you're a minister just for a holiday. There's no holidays for ministers. You'll learn that if ever you're a minister. So we're looking forward to hearing what the Lord has put inside of him as well. We want to greet Sister Gorodema from England and her family. Where are they sitting? Sister, God bless you. They're passing by to visit, so welcome. And also, we're really glad to welcome Sister Lillian. She's moved from Wexford now, and she's trying to find a place here in Dublin. Our good sister, so we welcome her to Dublin. May the Lord help her to find accommodation. She's looking. If anybody can help her as well. But you want to come straight to the word. So glad Brother Howard's with us. We introduced him last night. Brother Howard Searle from Gisborne in New Zealand. He's been here a couple of times before. He's always been such a blessing. It was a wonderful time last night. And we're just praying, Lord, just continue and lead us deeper. And we give our time now to the word and ask our brother to take his liberty in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Aren't you glad I speak English? Sometimes I speak to the Irish. I say, what language are you speaking? I speak the Queen's English. Yeah, it's really good. One day we'll have one language that everybody will be able to understand. You won't need interpreters. Amen. It'll just be wonderful to be in the presence of our Lord Jesus. And I just push. Is that off? I push this down, brother, like that. Oh, that's better. I can see you. It's really wonderful to be here with you, and I appreciate the fellowship of the saints. And the brethren up in Belfast will greet you in the name of the Lord too. They'd love to be here, actually. One day we'll all get together, have a good time together. You might need a bigger hall, though. Maybe the Lord will give you one. And we just look forward to that. And I just bring greetings to you from the saints in New Zealand, body of Christ over there that love the Lord just like you do. We're under a great expectation for His coming, and we believe that the coming of the Lord is very close. And the key is for each one to be ready. Don't be caught unawares. Don't be caught unawares. Be ready. For an hour when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. So may God bless us today. I've got a simple subject, very simple. I believe a subject that's been really quite misunderstood. And I just want to, by the help of the Holy Spirit, bring clarification, make it clear to you. Because the devil gives misinformation from the scriptures. He quotes you the wrong scripture. And his job is to condemn you and cause you to be unsure of your salvation. So, you know, even in this message, people still don't know how to get saved. Now, that's the truth. I don't think I'm a novice. I've been around a while, for 50-odd years, So, preaching, and I just pray that the Lord will grant us a wonderful understanding to the Word of God. What's your name, brother? What's your name? David? David. Good. Glad it's a simple name. Because, David, I'm going to use you during the meeting. Oh, look, don't worry, brother. You don't have to say one single word. Isn't that good? Just sort of let you know that. And I just pray the Lord will bless us. I want to, wonder if we could just stand for the reading of God's word from the book of Habakkuk. Very hard word, isn't it? Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
Amen.
I'd also like to read from Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Romans chapter 1, 16 and 17, which says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. May God bless His precious word. Shall we just pray? Precious Lord Jesus, we come to You and we're so grateful to You. We love You lots, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we have a real admiration for You and a passion for You. Because, Lord, You gave everything for us. You laid down Your precious life that we may live. And we're very grateful for that, Lord. And Lord, I just pray this morning that Your Holy Spirit would come and divide the word of truth to every heart. To the English speaking and those that don't speak English, may they also understand, not just through an interpreter, Lord, but by the Holy Spirit, may they understand what the Spirit would say to the church. Lord, we commit this word into Your hands and we pray in Jesus' name that You would grant us a real encouragement and a stabilization of our hearts in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, may You bless Your word now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I guess you've gathered the title of my sermon, The Just Shall Live by Faith.
Amen.
Now you'll be amazed how many people do not understand that.
Amen.
They quote it, but they don't know what it means. And today we want every person to go out that door knowing by the Holy Spirit exactly what that verse means.
Amen.
The just shall live by faith. And if we had some great expositors here, like Brother Charles Spurgeon or somebody, great teachers of the Word of God, he'd make that verse just live. But we have the Holy Spirit, and He's the one that makes any word come alive. Do you believe that? It wasn't Brother Branham, wasn't Brother myself, or Brother, I've drawn a blank. Andy, Brother Andrew. I'm 65, you know, that your memory sort of goes down this way. But it's not the brothers. It's the Holy Ghost. He said, when the Spirit of truth has come, that's the Holy Ghost, He will guide you into all truth. It's no man can teach you. Only God can reveal His Word to you. And I pray that He'll help us today. So I want to speak about the scripture we've just read in the Old Testament and in the New. The just shall live by faith. Isn't it wonderful? I believe it's wonderful that truths like this and all truths are rooted in the Old Testament. You know, people say, oh, we're finished with the Old, we're in the New. Hold on, saints. No, the New Testament was fulfillment of the Old. And all the gospel is written in the Old Testament. It's full of it. It's full of Calvary. It's full of the Holy Ghost. Everything we have need of is in the Old Testament as well. And I just pray that God will make it live in our hearts. So, this is a fundamental subject, and I believe that every believer must lay hold upon it. It's a foundation to our walk with God. You know, I was telling Brother Andrew, coming in the car, last night or whenever, and I was saying this, I thought that I understood grace. I've been a preacher for over 40 years. I thought I understood grace. Brother, sister, I didn't understand anything. When God reveals to you the power of the blood of Jesus, the power of the sacrifice of Christ, it'll change your life. And you won't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. You know exactly where you're going. You're anchored in the Word of God. You're anchored in the gospel that's been delivered to us and restored back to us through God's prophet. So may God bless us today as we come to this. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, I love the scriptures. And I love to quote them. I like to be fortified by the Word of God in any statement I make. So just bear with me. I'll read them pretty fast. And if you can keep up, or the brother puts it on the screen, that's great. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know, if you want to be rewarded by God, you need to seek the Lord. You need to get into your closet now and again and start getting on your knees and say, Lord, I need more of You. I'm not happy with the way I'm going. I want to... You to trouble my waters. So may God grant that to us. So right in the beginning, God required faith. We know that in Hebrews 11:4, the Bible says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Now, isn't that interesting? Faith is revelation. Now don't get afraid of revelation. It's bandied around a lot. But it's not what people make it out to be. Revelation is having eyes to see and to understand what the Word of God is saying. And he knew that it was God required a blood sacrifice, not vegetables. He knew by revelation, which is faith, he offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than his brother Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Abel was forgiven of his sin and given eternal life by faith.
Amen.
Right in the beginning. Right in the beginning, it was faith in the blood that gave him eternal life. So nothing has changed. And this is our subject today. We want to speak about it. And, you know, there's been a lot of discrepancy over the faith unto salvation. This wonderful truth has been debated for centuries, and that is how does one receive eternal life? You know, brother and sister, a lot of people, let me just say it like this, a lot of people understand the message. We'll just stay with the real message just for now, because there's lots of variations, you know what I'm saying? Look, brother and sister, I don't want to be negative, I don't want to go down there. Who believes God sent a prophet in this generation? With a word, not to restore the word. It doesn't say that. It says to restore you back to the word. You know, brothers and sisters, he said he'll turn the hearts of us children back to the fathers. It's a restoration of hearts, not a restoration of knowledge. Isn't that good? You know, we just got to stay in the line. And brothers and sisters, we've been given a message, and you know, a lot of people can talk about this and about this revelation, that revelation. They'll talk about the seals and everything like that. And you know, and if they came down the road and they found somebody knocked down by a motor car and they had 5 minutes to live and they said, "What must I do to be saved?" they would know what to say. Amen. Do you know how to tell somebody how to get saved? Amen. You see what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? We get caught up in this realm of understanding, as we call it, realm of deep revelation. But do you know how you're saved? We need to be able to answer these simple, basic, great, wonderful questions. What must I do to be saved? Somebody say, "Oh, brother, you know what you need to do is you need to get into the message." Oh, okay, I've got 5 minutes, remember. You need to hear the word. Which one do I hear? You need to hear the prophet. Well, I've only got 3 minutes left. And my lungs are filling up. What must I do? Well, you must believe the prophet. What did he say? I've got 2 minutes left. You can say to them, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." Really wonderful, isn't it? I love the simplicity of God's word. This message made it simple, not complicated. So the Holy Ghost, I got to hurry because I'm getting all sorts of thoughts coming. I put that there is a remote control. We all know it, remote control. Now the word revelation, I just want to show you something. It's a real blessing to a lot of people. The word revelation is bandied about, made some great thing. Oh, I got a revelation. You know, brother, if you don't have it, well, sorry. I got a revelation. Do you know what the word revelation means? It means to unveil. There is a veil. I'm going to put it over the remote control. Now you cannot see it. But we know that under there is a remote control. Now, revelation is to lift the veil. Now, watch this. If it's the Word of God under there, and you lift the veil off there, let's just talk about the remote just for now. Under there is a remote control. When I lift the veil, you're not going to see a toothbrush. When people have a revelation of the word, they say, it comes off, they have something totally different to what's written in the Bible. When God reveals his word, it doesn't make it different, it makes it clearer. Amen. Revelation makes it clear, amen, not complex. Amen. People say, "Oh, brother, you need to study. You need to really get deep." No, you don't. When revelation comes, it becomes very clear. Amen. It's a remote. Hallelujah. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. You know, don't get mystified by some people come around and, you know, you need this revelation. You know what you need? You need the Lord Jesus Christ. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, the Holy Ghost, he will guide you into all truth. Amen. Sorry for digressing, but here we go. This is a wonderful subject, and I pray that God will bless it to you as he has blessed it to me. And so we see it's been a real, people have been really confused over the power of faith in God's word. It was debated in the beginning. We know that Cain disagreed with Abel, and it brought an adverse reaction, and he murdered him. You see, that's the spirit. People will murder you if you don't see the way they see things. Now, they may not draw a knife, but if their spirit's there. I tell you what, brother and sister, when a revelation comes to you by the Holy Spirit, it makes you sweet. It doesn't make you want people want to run from you. Oh, man, let's get away from this guy. He's dangerous. No, it should be a sweetness. When he reveals himself to you, you just love the Lord more. And so we see he killed his brother. Who killed the martyrs? The priests. It's a religious war. It is today. And it was all over the discrepancy of faith unto salvation. We could go into the dark ages. We can talk about, I'm going to be careful what I say in Ireland. But you know, brother and sister, they believed you got into, I'm going to talk about a Catholic actually soon. Because we know where the revelation came from. One of the greatest Catholic priests there ever was. Brother Martin Luther. Isn't that wonderful? And you know, brother and sister, they believe there's a way into salvation. You've got to pay money and you've got to do this and you've got to do that and you've got to say things and that'll save you. So there's always been a discrepancy over salvation. And what do the scriptures say? When people move away from the Bible, and you know we've been taught this, we've had a very wonderful message given to us. Who believes that? God sent a prophet and he gave us a wonderful message called the Absolute. And the Absolute, according to the prophet of God, was the Word of God, the Bible. And brother and sister, any revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit will be found in this book. It's not going to be different from the book. It's still going to be a clear remote. It's going to be very clear. And brothers and sisters, I pray that God will make that real to you. See, we have a discrepancy. When we get away from the scriptures, we have a discrepancy and we get into real trouble. Man has always sought to devise his own way into heaven. That is nothing new. Oh my, it's so subtle because it looks so spiritual. It sounds so appealing and so good. You know the Tower of Babel? Who knows about the Tower of Babel? They built a tower, went up higher and higher. You know that thing went so high, it went into the clouds? They thought, Nimrod, my, he's a spiritual brother. We're going to just walk up into heaven and we're going to go right into the presence of God. It looks so good, so wonderful. But it was the devil. And so, brother and sister, we've got to keep our balance in the scriptures. As Brother Adam taught us to do. Come back to the Word. And this is what he was holding. His Bible. And so we see, you know, Martin Luther, back in the Sardis Church age, was the one of the first reformers that came forth. And he was a very intellectual man. He's a very clever man, very wonderfully versed in the scriptures. He knew the word of God. But you know what? With knowing all about the word of God and all these things, he was so good. Do you know history says that Martin Luther was so good, they wanted him to be a pope. So he was way up the top. He was well respected. And with all the revelations and things and teachings he had great condemnation. And let me say this, brothers and sisters, a lot of people in the message today, I just want to bring it back to us because that's where it helps. There's a lot of people in the message today know all about this mystery and that mystery, and they may be good. But they have no assurance of salvation. They have no assurance they're going to be in that bride. They have no guarantee that when Jesus comes, they're going to be there. I want to tell you, you can have that assurance. Who wants to have that assurance? To know if he comes, you're going to meet him in the air. That's the climax of our walk with God is to meet him in the air. Oh, hallelujah. So we see he had this great revelation that came to him. The just shall live by faith. And all his associates called him a heretic. Sometimes when God gives you a revelation, you may be called a heretic. But it's not for them, it's for you. The revelation is for you. And it was just the beginning of God restoring his bride tree back to the Word of God. And like all revelations, it's simple. Not more complex, as we said previously. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, we read the following. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. My, what a revelation this is to you and I. No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. So I want to ask you a question today. What is the law? Because it says we cannot be justified by the law. Is it the Ten Commandments? Is it some other Jewish thing they had to keep? I'll tell you what the law is today, and I want you to listen very carefully because it's really important. The law is any works or any actions that we can do or not do in order for God to accept us. You cannot save yourself. It's impossible. No matter what you do, they may be very good things, but you'll never be saved by you doing those things. In Martin Luther's day, he was under great condemnation, and he did great penance, self-affliction, walking on glass, cutting himself, walking up concrete, very high concrete steps. And this is what he said. I kept the rule of my order so strictly that may I say that if ever a monk got into heaven by his monkery, it was I. He was a character, wasn't he? But he was serious. My brothers in the monastery who knew me will bear me out. If I had kept on any longer, I should have killed myself with vigils, prayers, readings, and other works. Martin Luther lived under great condemnation of sin. And let me say this, my dear brother and sister. It's a terrible thing to live under condemnation. Amen. It's a shocking thing. And maybe there's some here this morning that are under that condemnation. You may not notice it. They may come and dress really lovely. But underneath there's a lack of assurance. They have no guarantee if they die today, they would be in the presence of the Lord. You say, oh, Brother Howard, that's not possible. Oh, yes, it is. I meet it all the time. You'll be amazed in this message, yes, who do not have the assurance of forgiveness of sins. So Martin Luther, he lived like that for a while until one day his eyes were open to what God had done for him already. And Martin Luther's revelation was the greatest victory to the church since the early church. It is the greatest victory since the early church. You see, before Martin Luther's time, or at that time, right from the beginning when they went through the Dark Ages, it was terrible. The church was hell-bent. They had pictures of hell and people in flames crying out, oh, Savior, I'm going down, get me out of this pit. Everyone was going to hell. There's demons everywhere and no victory. Serious. And you know, brother and sister, a lot of people are like that today. They have no assurance. So I came to him through a personal experience because he was desperate. And let me say, the trouble today is people lack that desperation. They lack that real hunger to find God and get this thing settled. There's not one person in this building needs to go out of these doors with a lack of assurance. Others become over-desperate. You know, if the devil doesn't pull you back, he pushes you too hard the other way. And they strive in their efforts to no avail. I've seen people, oh God, give me the Holy Ghost, give me the Holy Ghost. Oh God, give me the Holy Ghost. God, I want the Holy Ghost. Uh-oh. You don't have to do that. He's already promised it to you. You have to say, Lord, I receive it. I'm going to receive it right now. See, if the devil says, some other person says, I can't get the Holy Ghost. I'm a sinner. I've failed too much. I've backslid too much. God won't give me the Holy Ghost. That's the devil pushes you that way. But it's right in the middle here. It's a promise to whomsoever believeth. Hallelujah. So the scripture leapt off the page to Martin. The just shall live by faith. And that is what we're going to paraphrase right now. The just. What does it mean, the just? The just, the word just, here in the Bible is very powerful. It means, everybody listening say amen.
Amen.
It means the just ones, means they have never sinned.
Amen.
Get that into your heart, my brother and sister. You'll see. This is very powerful. Justified does not mean you are forgiven. No. You never did it in the first place. Hallelujah! You talk about power in the blood of Jesus Christ. In God's eyes, when you are justified, you have never sinned. Do you believe that? Say amen. This is a glorious revelation, and Satan hates it. Too bad, Satan. The Word of God says we are justified by faith in the blood of Jesus. You're made clean, no other way but having faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. And God cannot remember your sins. Do you know God cannot remember your sins? You say, I thought God could do everything. That's one thing He cannot do. Let's read Hebrews 10:16. This is a covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their hearts, not their heads. I'll put the laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more.
Amen.
We sing that song, What Sins Are You Talking About? You know that one? What sins are you talking about? Brothers and sisters, when we come under the blood of Christ, God cannot see your sin anymore. It's obliterated. It's not covered. Under the Old Testament, it was covered. We're going to show you that in a minute. Under the Old Testament, it was covered. Under the New Testament, it's obliterated. Completely dissolved. Non-existent. Oh, the power of the blood of Jesus. It's so powerful, the devil can't argue with it. It'll set you free, brother and sister. Put your faith in the finished work of Calvary. And Satan can't do one thing with you. It wipes away every one of our sins from God's memory. So we see the just are those who have never sinned in God's eyes. You say, I remember I sinned yesterday. You do, but God doesn't. Now that's the word of God. That's not my opinion. I wouldn't dare stand here giving my opinion. The Bible says He cannot remember your sins and iniquities. When you come under the blood of Christ, every sin in your life, from the day you are born to the day Jesus takes you, is forgotten and under the blood of Christ. You can't have one sin still there. Oh, this really bad thing I did years ago. Brother and sister, that is also taken care of. If there's one sin still on the book, you cannot be saved, because only perfect people go to heaven. The Bible says, be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So, brother and sister, we cannot be contaminated with any sin whatsoever. We've got to be clean. So how are we going to do this? We'll find out. Then it says, the just shall live. What does that word live mean? The word live means have everlasting life.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? Who wants everlasting life? In John 3:14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You want everlasting life? You just believe in the finished work that Jesus did at Calvary for you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the just ones, those that have never sinned, receive everlasting life. And how do they get it? By faith. The just shall live by faith. So faith in what? You got to know what you believe, brother and sister. He says, I got faith. Well, a lot of people got faith. Some people have faith to turn on the light switch. It's not faith, it's what you have faith in. You've got to know where you stand. And it's faith in what Jesus did for you at Calvary according to the scriptures. That's what God honors. He doesn't honor anything else but what he said. Faith, not in the works of the Lord, a law, or I've been a good person. I'll get onto that shortly. Luther knew by revelation, it was not by his vigils and prayers and readings and preachings and teachings. He knew that. He was a great scholar through history. And even today his writings are profound. If you know your history. In other words, other works that gave him, there's no other works that gave him peace with God. It was by simple faith in what he read that day. The just,
amen.
Those that have never sinned,
amen,
shall have everlasting life,
amen,
through faith in what Jesus Christ did.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Let's say praise the Lord!
Amen.
That makes me shout and scream and jump to know that Christ has set us free. Hallelujah. So what did Jesus Christ do for you? Did he make you an honorable citizen? No. Did he make you a Christian? No. Did he make you a good message believer? No. That's not what he did. So what did he do? Listen carefully. He swapped places with you.
Amen.
He is wonderful.
Amen.
The King of Glory,
amen,
swapped places,
amen,
with you.
Amen.
He gave us the robe of his righteousness.
Amen.
He wrapped it around us, gave his own cloak. And what did he take? He took our filthy rags,
amen,
off us and he wore them.
Amen.
And he was judged severely for,
amen,
it. God's wrath,
amen,
came upon him at Calvary,
amen,
because he was wearing your sin. This gets deep, but it's a wonderful deep.
Amen.
So he gave us a robe of righteousness,
amen,
and took our filthy rags.
Amen.
We turn to Isaiah 61. I told you the Old Testament's full of it. Isaiah 61 verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. We read in Isaiah 64 verse 6. But we all, as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. The best Christian things you can do, the best actions you can do, are filthy rags in the eyes of God.
Amen.
He became sin for me,
amen,
and for you. In Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, the Bible says, for he hath made him, That's God hath made Christ to be sin. Christ made sin for us.
Amen.
Didn't stop there. Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He was made sin. He took our filthy rags, put them on Himself, and said, here, this is my garment of righteousness. You are now righteous, and I am now filthy.
Amen.
Who loves Him?
Amen.
If He didn't do that, we're all lost. We're all lost. He was given. We have been given heaven.
Amen.
Christ was given hell.
Amen.
Do you know, brothers and sisters, He swapped places?
Amen.
Do you know that He went down into hell?
Amen.
Do you know that when He was crucified and He preached the lost?
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, we have been given heaven. You know, even if really, by we should have been nailed to that cross. Because we deserve to die.
Amen.
But you see, even if you're nailed to the cross and you died, you could not be saved because you had sin in you.
Amen.
It took a righteous judgment. It took a righteous sacrifice for God to accept.
Amen.
And God looked down to heaven. And when he looked down on Mount Golgotha, listen carefully. Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. God saw sin hanging there. Do you realize whose sin it was?
Amen.
Wasn't His.
Amen.
He was made sin for us.
Amen.
The Bible says so.
Amen.
And the wrath of God was kindled against Him. The fire of God was against our Lord. Why? Our sin was hanging on Him. You see, brothers and sisters, salvation is not a simple thing.
Amen.
It's not simple. It cost Him dearly.
Amen.
He left heaven's glory.
Amen.
And was made sin for us.
Amen.
And He died a sinner's death.
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
That you may live. He was our only hope.
Amen.
That He came and died.
Amen.
And took our judgment. I love the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Say, I love Him.
I love Him.
I love Him. That's why we worship Him. That's why we glorify Him. Because He took my sin.
Amen.
And He was judged for it.
Amen.
Don't never speak lightly of our Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says in Isaiah 53, Verse 5, it's all in the Old Testament. He, Christ, was wounded for our transgressions.
Amen.
He was bruised and punched for our iniquities.
Amen.
The chastisement of our peace was upon Him.
Amen.
And with the stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
He saved our soul, He saves our bodies.
Amen.
All at one time. So why did God pour out His wrath upon Jesus? Why did He pour out His wrath upon the Lord Jesus? In simple terms, sin has to be paid for.
Amen.
You know, God didn't come along and say, oh, well, I can fix this. I'll get your sin and we'll just sweep it under the carpet. We won't worry about it. No. He is also a just God.
Amen.
The wages of sin is death.
Amen.
Christ took our sin and He died. He had to wear His own law. He wore His own law. He that sinneth shall die. Now the Bible says, this is an amazing scripture in Isaiah 53, verse 10. It pleased the Lord to bruise Him. How could God be happy with bruising our Lord? I'll tell you why. It was the only way for you and I to be brought back into the family. He knew through him being bruised and punished and bearing that judgment would bring each one of his children back into his house. Don't you love him? What a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He hath put him to grief. When thou hast made his soul an offering for sin. Whose sin? Our sin. He shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Now, brother and sister, you say, how can this be? How can these things be? I want you to watch something. David, I need you. Come stand here. You know, in the Old Testament, the sinner brought the lamb to the priest to offer the lamb for his sin. Now, David here is representing the sinner. And I'm going to be representing the high priest. And I'm standing here. And David, you bring your lamb. You're holding a rope, and he's got a lamb. He's bringing it over to me. He hands me the lamb. He says, I want you to offer this lamb for my sin. Now watch carefully. The high priest says, David, stand over here. You're not in this. Isn't this wonderful? And the high priest got the lamb and he examined the lamb to see if there's any spot, wrinkle, or blemish. That represented our Lord Jesus. He was examined and found perfect. The believer has nothing to do with it. The believer's life never came into it with he's a good Christian or a bad Christian or a backslider. Never came into it. He examines the lamb to see if he's perfect. And when he's satisfied, there's no blemish. They found no guilt in him. He died our Savior. Hallelujah. And David went free. And I went free. And you went free because they found no fault with him. Thank you, brother. Let's say praise the Lord. That is a great revelation. God doesn't examine you. When you come to God, he's not worrying about you being a good Christian. Have you not sinned yesterday or today? We sin every day. We make mistakes every day. We don't want to, but we do. But oh, the blood of Jesus. When you come under the blood covering, God sees no fault in you. When you're in Christ, you are clean. When you're in Christ, you are perfect. When you're in Christ, you have never sinned in God's eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. If I'm a fanatic, lead me this way. I just think it's so wonderful. The only way that you can be there is through Jesus Christ and Him alone. Through His sacrifice. We know God has always done it that way. In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. Says, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins. The just for the unjust. He was the just one. We were the unjust ones. That He might bring us to God. That's why He died. He wants us to come home. Do you know, brothers and sisters, we were always a part of God? Amen. Who knows that? Do you know God wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world? And listen, He can't just say, I want you to come and you come. He has to pay the price for you. He had to pay the bill. There was a big bill. We had a big price over our heads. It was His own life. And He shed His own blood. And He was spotless. He was a spotless lamb. Even His enemies, even Pilate said, I find no fault in Him. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Precious blood of Jesus. He went for us. He set us free. The captives were set free. and by which he also, says in verse 19, and went and preached to the souls in prison. We should have gone down there. But he went down there for us. In which sometimes we're disobedient. Once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is eight souls, were saved by water. But you know what? He didn't stay down there. Our Lord never stayed down in hell preaching to the lost. He arose, he overcame hell and death, and he rose victorious. And we got our victory at the same time. Well, you're in Christ Jesus, brother and sister. You're going to be there. So he has given us eternal life. To who? To those who keep the Ten Commandments? To those that live good lives? To those who give their whole life to preaching? No. To those that believe that Jesus took all their sin. Not some of it, all of it. He's got to take all of it. He cannot leave one little sin, a little white lie you told when you're three. He cannot leave that one behind. They have to be taken care of for you to get through the gate. No sinners, no undefiled will enter through that gate. You've got to be as clean and as righteous as God is. Do you know when you wear the robe of his righteousness, you become as clean as God, as righteous as he is? Who believes that? Amen. Because it's his garment. It's his righteousness. And brothers and sisters, we're not going into the temple, into heaven, unless we are wearing it. You've got to be robed with his righteousness. Hallelujah. And so we see, it's a very wonderful story. Those people, and only those who are justified and ready to receive eternal life. The just shall live by faith and that alone. Then we come to sanctification. Justification is just one act of salvation. But brother and sister, we're coming to sanctification. Now I want you to listen real good. Sanctification has not one single thing to do with your salvation. It does not save you. Sanctification is living a clean life. Amen. And you do it out of appreciation. Amen. Of what he's done for you. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So you say, oh, I failed yesterday, I've lost my salvation. No, you haven't. The minute you believe in the shed blood of Jesus, you are clean. Amen. And as righteous as God is, you have never sinned in his eyes. Amen. And then sanctification is a work of the Holy Spirit where he comes down on his word and he shows you, sister, you shouldn't be doing that. Amen. Brother, you shouldn't be doing that. I'm not pleased with that. And he chastens you and corrects you. Amen. And brings you into a clean life. Amen. Not to go to heaven. He's cleaning you up because you are a candidate of heaven. He's cleaning you up because you believe him and you want to be a part of the family, and God does the cleaning power. This is a major subject. I'm not going to go into this at all. About those that receive it, those that receive the two works of grace, they are made righteous. And then God cleans up their life. And then there's something else. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Three works of grace. They're all there. And it's full in the scriptures. And it's full in the message. Now the baptism of the Holy Ghost, maybe one day we're going to take a series on this. Brother Andrew would like me to do that sometime on the whole subject of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's wonderful. And I have seen many people receive the Holy Ghost at the end of those meetings. But brother and sister, if you live a clean life, an appreciation of his mercy and grace to you, and We're not to be good enough for heaven. You can never be good enough for heaven. The only thing that puts you in heaven, the only thing that puts you in the bride of Christ, is you coming under the blood of Jesus Christ. When you're baptized, and our brethren are going to be baptized today, God bless them. When we are baptized, it's telling all, public declaration, that you by faith was judged at Calvary and buried. When Jesus was buried, your life is also buried in Him. When He died and was buried, you died with Him. And, you know, we were nailed to that cross with Him. Did you know that?
Amen.
You have to be in Him.
Amen.
And we were buried with Him. And we rose again. And you come out of that water, brother, sister. You're coming out of that water. You're coming out of that watery grave. You've been resurrected with Christ as He rose. In like manner as He was buried, we are buried in waters of baptism, signifying that our old nature that you were born with, that stubborn little streak in you, was dealt with in Christ. Everything you have need was in His death and in His resurrection. You come out of there and you actually come out of that water, and God promised to give you the Holy Ghost. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. They said, "What shall we do to be saved?" He should repent. Justification. And to repent and be baptized. Sanctification. And you shall receive. Not maybe. You shall receive. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. And brother and sister, that's God's seal on your life. You're sealed into God as God's recognition that you have faith in the finished work of Calvary. Very important. I love the gospel. This is what we need. People have a lot of head knowledge. Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus? Have you been baptized in His name? Taken His name in the waters of baptism? And have you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? If there's somebody here that's not been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible, you say, "Oh, Brother Howard, I don't have a revelation." Listen, you don't need a revelation. The Bible says, and He commanded them. He commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You get baptized, you have access to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the seal of God, the token that'll put you in that rapture. Praise the Lord. Who loves Him? I'm coming to an end, promise. 10 minutes, I'm out of here. Oh boy. I want to keep to my word now. I really believe this. Who believes it? Say amen. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't save yourself. He saved you. But you must receive what He's done for you.
Amen.
My father used to be a preacher for many years. Traveled the globe. And his name was Brother Reg Searle. And he made a profound statement. I was telling Brother Andrew about it. He said, "There's only one thing that you can do for God. One. Is to receive what He's done for you."
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? Amen. That is profound. Amen. The more you think about, there's only one thing you can do for God.
Amen.
Is to receive.
Amen.
What He has done for
Amen.
You. It's not complicated, brethren. It's not hard. It's just coming to the cross. Saying, "Lord Jesus, I believe You took my judgment.
Amen.
You took all of my sin, every failure, every bad thought, every bad motivation, You took upon Your body. And You judged and paid dearly for it." You know, let me tell you this all by a bit of a hurry. Who would like to know the most 5 dangerous words in the Bible? This is what they are. "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me." Do you realize when Jesus was in Gethsemane and He knew He had to drink the cup of Your filth and Your judgment, He said, "Father, if it be possible, may this cup pass away from me. Lord, if it's possible that I don't have to drink this." And the whole of creation was hanging in the balance. The angel said, no, he's not going to do it. Everyone will be lost from Adam to the end. And it was a great tense when he said, if I can get out of this, is it possible? Can I get out of dying? Is it possible? Can I get out taking this sin and being judged for it? Is it possible, Father? Then he said those blessed words. Nevertheless.
Amen.
Not my will,
amen,
but thine be done.
Amen.
Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
I'm glad he said it.
Amen.
I'm glad he didn't go through with his plan.
Amen.
And he drank that bitter cup. And we all have been set free.
Amen.
If you can receive it.
Amen.
By faith. Amen. The just shall live by faith. Most, they're dangerous words, I tell you. The whole of creation, the whole of heaven was standing frozen. Surely not is he going to pull out of this. And you'll all be going to hell, a lot of you. But he didn't. He had you in mind. He saw down here in 2015, there in a little town called Dublin. He said, no, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
Now we have confidence to stand in the presence of God. We have a confidence to walk up into the throne room of God. There's so many things I want to say, but I'm not going to say them. I go back to the priesthood. Very, very briefly. The priest took the blood behind the curtain. Big curtain, the Old Testament. If that was not offered correctly, he was struck dead. And he only did it once a year. But the Bible says our high priest of the everlasting covenant died once for all. And now we can walk into the presence of God. In your bedroom, you can get on your knees and you can come into his presence and say, Lord Jesus, Lord, I come under the blood of Jesus. Lord, I am unworthy, but I come under the blood, Lord, to commune with you and to fellowship with you. We have access by a new and living way through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, the sacrifice, Calvary. Oh, brother and sister, this is a great subject, I'm telling you. I'm just skipping like you wouldn't believe. But I'll tell you what, we've got to go. I'm going to read you another scripture just here. In Hebrews 10:15, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. A witness. God speaks back. For after that he said before, this is a covenant will I make with them after those days, saith the Lord, I'll put the laws in their hearts and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities I'll remember no more. I'm just going to cut that out because I will be here longer. Before you and I were ever born, in God's mind, Jesus was crucified before the foundation of the world. Who knows the Bible?
Amen.
It says so. And he has already written our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let's read that in Revelation 13:8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the Book of Life of the Lamb slain. Not the year 2000. Not way back B.C., whose name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I just want to say this. God did not leave your salvation in your hands.
Amen.
He could not
Amen.
Trust you.
Amen.
And he's right.
Amen.
And you know why? People say, well, I lived a pretty good life, Brother Howard. Let me just show you this. I lived a pretty good life. I've been pretty good to the people and I have a lovely nature and everyone loves me. You know what? When you were born, when you came out of your mother, you were a sinner. Before you even squeaked, you never became a sinner. You were born one. The Bible says we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. We were already heading for hell on day one. God says, I've got to do something about this. I'm going to do something. I'm going to produce an everlasting covenant. He says, I'm going to have to go down myself. And he took off his robes. The Lord took off his robes, brother and sister. He came down, he picked up our robes, our filthy, stinking righteousness. He came down, he died a sinner's death, that you and I could be with him forever and forever and forever and forever. Jesus said in John 15:16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Brother, sister, you have a need. Who has a need? You know what you have to do? Ask the Lord. Just ask him. He promised to give it to you. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. I finish with one verse and I'm closing. Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before you were even born. Before you had time to fail. Before you had time to backslide. He chose you and wrote your name. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we, that's you and me, should be holy and without blame before him in love. Shall we stand? Let every head be bowed. Lord Jesus, we come to you. We thank you for this opportunity of speaking about the great redemption. Oh Lord, so many misunderstood. They've gone another route. They thought, Lord, they had to understand this. They had to understand that. No, Lord. We've been made clean by the blood of Jesus. By having faith in that finished work. And Lord, that you promised to give us the Holy Ghost. You promised to give us sanctified lives. Lord, it's your doings. It's not our doings. It's what God has done. Oh, Lord, we're so glad to be a part of the redeemed. We're so glad to be a part of this family of God. I pray, Lord, you'll bless every brother and sister here. Lord, I pray the word that has been spoken this morning will go right down into the heart and lodge in the heart. And Lord, take root and take seed in the heart, right in the soul. Lord, that they'll be established and they'll never question their salvation again. They'll know how they're saved by what you have done. We are the redeemed of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you have redeemed us with your precious blood and give us a standing before God. We are very grateful. I pray, God, you'll quicken this word. May it bring forth fruit in the days to come. Even when I have left these shores, that word will start to sprout. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Do we know that song, When the Redeemed Are Gathering In? Who knows that one? This brother, where's that musician man? How are you, brother? You know that one, don't you? Good. I'm thinking of a rapture in our blessed home on high when the redeemed are gathering in. Brothers and sisters, this is a song we can praise God about. Now, I don't know how you sing it, but I'd probably sing it maybe a little faster than you do. I don't know. Maybe it's okay. But let's have a real worship time. We are going to be in this party. We are going to be in this home on high when the redeemed, those that believed in the blood of Jesus by faith, are going to be there at that wedding supper. Do you love them? Say, praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, I'm thinking of the rapture and that blessed home on high when the redeemed are gathering in. How we'll raise a heavenly anthem in that city in the sky when the redeemed again. Come on, let's sing now. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, wash my soul and free from all sin. All sin, hallelujah. Shout and howl and sing when the redeemed, oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great procession over on the streets of gold when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, the city will be rolled when the redeemed. This is wonderful. Please worship him. When the redeemed are gathering in, wash like snow and free from all sin. Oh, how we'll shout glory, how we'll sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Saints will sing redemption story with their voices clear and strong. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, when the angels all will listen, who cannot join the song? When the redeemed, oh, when the redeemed are gathering in,
when the redeemed,
oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Hallelujah! That's like snow free from all sin. Oh, how we'll shout, hallelujah, and how we'll sing. When the redeemed are gathering in. Before we sing the next verse. Hold on, brother. Sorry. Your blood doing very well. Truly, I love you playing, right? But I want to say something. You know, brother, sister, when we see him, when we get to heaven, no one's going to be looking around. No one's going to be looking, where's Moses? Where's Brother Branham? None of that. Amen. Every eye shall be fixed.
Amen.
As the King of Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Comes out. The Redeemer of our souls. The Lover of our souls. He died for you and He loves you. And He wants every one of you to be there. And brother, sister, you say, you don't have to pass an examination. He passed it. The Hallelujah. Lamb was examined.
Thank you, Lord.
And He was found clean. Brother, sister, just receive that. Say, Lord, I receive.
Hallelujah.
And we become the redeemed. Redemption means to bring back to the original owner. We already were a part of him. And he's brought us home. We're coming Hallelujah. Home. Who wants to come home? Oh, wonderful. Let's sing that verse, brother. Hallelujah. Then the Savior gave the orders.
When the redeemed are
gathering in. And we'll hear his coming and blessing of the Lord. When the redeemed are gathering in.
When the redeemed.
Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in.
Woo!
I'm
a
wonderful
day.
And a wonderful
cup of tea from sin. Now we shout. And now we sing. When the redeemed are gathering in.
The redeemed
are gathering in.
Wash like snow and
free from sin.
How we shout
and how we sing.
When the redeemed, oh, when the redeemed are gathering.
You know, saints, when we were in Israel, it was the most powerful place. We went to Bravoga's, Sister Greta went to the Kitana, went to Gethsemane. Mm-hmm. We'd been there before with Brother George, but when he went there this time, it was so powerful. You know, because sometimes you come to those own times in your life when you can see there's a decision time. You know, and that was the greatest decision. There was never a greater decision. And while we were there, I just got out my phone and I got out some quotes and I showed Brother Virgo. I said, look. And Brother Ram says at Gethsemane, he said, Satan thought Jesus wouldn't go through with it. Yeah. He really believed Jesus wouldn't do it. And I think if you think who Jesus is and you think of his perfect obedience and you think of him born for that day and born for that purpose, and then to come to that stage that he almost didn't do it, you can understand what sin is. You can understand the purchase price that was paid for us at Calvary. Friends, it wasn't a light thing. It wasn't a light thing. You know, for the song says the Father turned his face away. And he died out of the presence of God. And he endured hell for us. He was separated. He stepped, like Brother David Nash said, he stepped out of eternal life. And he took our sin upon himself. Friends, it's the most glorious thing when your soul believes that. When you believe from the heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died for you. You're the most blessed of all the peoples of the earth. Others may have riches. Others may have crowns and great names and earthly glory. But just to believe in that, that he swapped positions with us, was that not glorious? That he became me, that I might become him. That's the most wonderful thing, friends. I think we need to really worship the Lord today. Let's come to a time of worship before we come to the baptism.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace.
When we all,
get to heaven,
what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Why we won't first be with party clouds we sweetest.
Hallelujah.
But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign, when we all get to heaven,
what a day of rejoicing that will be
when we all shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting and saving with a dream. Just one glimpse of it in glory with the tools of life we bring when we all get to heaven.
What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus.
Hallelujah. We'll sing and shout the victory. On which our hope lies before us. Music is good. We'll be home. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall turn the streets up. When we all today, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory when we all get to heaven.
What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus.
Sing and shout the victory.
In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Sam, let's pray that night. And in the began to sing, where they began to sing,
lose, and then I bless your name, I bless, hallelujah, I bless, oh, I give you all, I give you praise, you are the light, the truth, the way, I bless.
Seated on the throne of grace. It's only by His mercies we are saved. Let's sing that song. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's put ourselves before the Lord before we come to baptism.
Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercies
we are saved.
Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, and should I, God of praise, Jesus Christ, we rely on your, only on your grace, Adonai, down in praise, Lord, most high, Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord, Father of love, never failing to forgive. Oh, we thank you, Lord, each moment into love. We only here to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry, so we cry out your name. How should I cut our praise? Lord, no sign. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Lord Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. So we cry, so we cry, we cry out your name. How should I, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, we rely on your grace. Adonai, crowning praise, Lord Most High, my Jesus Christ.
Oh, saints, let's bow our heads before the Lord this afternoon. You know where you are in the Lord today. As Brother Howard was saying, there's far too many people that are not sure of their salvation. And I'd say to you today, let this be the day that you put a stake down in the ground. And you never forget what Christ has done for you. If that is your condition upon this day, why don't you just raise your hand now and say, Jesus, I've heard and I believe. And I just pray, Lord, that you'll take this truth, such a marvelous truth, that you'll take it, Lord, and make it so real inside of my soul. That, Father, you'll reveal it right down inside of the inside of me, Lord. That no matter what comes and no matter what goes, I might come back to this tie post to know that Hallelujah. He finished the work that day on Calvary. To know that the price was paid even before I was born. To know that it's a finished work, that when he said it is finished, it was finished. Saints, let's not try to add anything to it. Let's not try to take anything away. But let's just accept the fullness of what the Lord has done for us. Let's bring ourselves before the Lord in prayer. Let's come before him upon this day. Let's worship him for what he's done. Let's appreciate him that the work is finished. And let's accept him on the basis of the truth of his word. And let's put Satan to flight. Don't allow those devils of doubt. Don't allow anything else to speak to you. But you stand your ground on the solid rock of the word. And you say, it's finished. It was finished 2,000 years ago. My salvation was paid for. My healing was paid for. There's nothing that I have to do but to receive what is done for me. Let's enter into time of prayer. Maybe there's a need for some spiritual warfare upon this day. To do wrestling, battle in heavenly places against demons of doubt and demons of unbelief that would want to hold you back from that. But let's claim the victory upon this day that Christ paid the price for us to receive. Let's all enter into prayer. Father, we do bring ourselves before thee upon this day. Just so glad and so grateful, Lord, that Father, it is finished, Lord, that you paid the price, Lord. I just want to come unto thee upon this day. I just want to worship thee, Lord, because it's a finished work, Lord. We just want to give unto thee the glory, Lord, at this time. Father, for your gracious mercy, Lord. Father, I just accept it, Lord, upon this day. I cannot add one thing, Lord Jesus, to what you've done for me, Lord. I cannot add one thing, Lord, to your grace and mercy, Lord. And I know, Lord Jesus, that you died for me to be whole. I know that you died for what thou hast done for me, Lord Savior. By those stripes upon that day, I know that by those stripes upon that day, Father, your doings, Lord. What a marvelous doing, Lord Savior. What a wondrous doing, Lord Savior. Lord Jesus, we look unto thee, Lord, upon this time, Savior. Lord, just asking your grace, Lord. Father, that word ministered, Lord, even upon this day, Savior. Made, Lord Savior. Father, for men, Lord Savior. Lord, change hands, Lord. Lord, and may it get its strength, Lord Savior. Lord, and its grip amidst our hearts, O God. Lord, that we may not sin against thee, Lord. Lord, that we may, Lord Savior, understand, Lord Savior. Lord, our calling, Lord, even in this life, Lord Savior. Father, bless our brother, Lord. Lord, for his, Lord. Lord, effort, Lord, even upon this day. Father, shepherd him, I pray. Even upon him, Lord Savior. Lord, whilst we are here, Lord, even in thy presence, O God. Father, Lord, just mold us, Lord. Lord, and shape us, Lord. Even in what, Lord? Father, we ought to be. Father, you partner us, Lord. Where we fail thee, Lord Savior. For Lord, thou knowest, Lord. Lord, we are sinful people, Lord. But when we come, Lord, even into that Shekinah glory, Lord. Lord, we are molded, Lord. Father, Lord, and made more like thee, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, we are grateful. Father, we are thankful, Lord. Father, we are so, Lord, Father, happy, Lord. Father, that Lord Savior, Lord, you passed our way, even upon the speakers, Lord. Lord, you, Lord Savior, really lifted us, Lord. Lord, you raised the standard again. Lord and Lord Savior, Lord, I promise, Lord, Lord, to live, Lord, Father, in accordance, Lord, Father, divine, Lord, and thy statutes, Lord Savior. Guide us, Lord, I pray, even at this time, our Lord Savior. Lord, and grant us, Lord, even as we desire, Lord, even upon this time, Savior, Lord, to be like thee, Lord, Lord, to live like thee, Lord, Lord, to walk like thee, Lord, Lord, to eat like thee, Lord, Lord, when you are amidst us, Lord God, Father, guide us, Lord, I pray, even at this time, our Lord Savior. Shepherd us, my beloved Lord and beloved Savior. I pray, Lord, even in this time. Bless my brother, Lord. Lord, even in his effort, Lord. Lord, to lay himself aside. Coming, Lord, such a long way. Lord, just, Lord. Lord, to minister, Lord. To your pride, Lord, Savior. Lord, you knew, Lord, Savior. Lord, your plan, Lord. Lord, you knew all your word. Lord, that you had, Lord. Father, Lord, even through the plan, Lord. Lord, I pray your grace, Lord. Let us take flight, Lord. Let us raise up now. Let us lift up, Lord, Savior. Lord, and live a life, Lord. Lord, that is just, Lord, before thee, O God. Grant us grace, Lord. Grant us direction, Lord Savior. For you know, Lord, the needs that we have, Lord. You know the desires that we have, Lord. You know all the things, Lord, that we have need of, Lord, even upon this time. Them that are up, Lord, them that are down. Lord, raise us, Lord. Father, Lord, to us. Lord, Savior. Lord, similar level, Lord. Lord, that we all pass. Pray thee, Lord, Savior. Oh, God, I'm waiting, Lord. Waiting for thy coming, Lord. Waiting for thy return, Lord, Savior, God. Father, shepherd us this day. Keep us, Lord, even upon it, I pray, Father. For you are Lord, Savior. Great Lord, Savior, God. Oh, Father, Lord, I'm thankful, Father. Lord, I feel, Lord, Savior. Father, so good, Lord. Lord, I just desire, Lord, to treasure this, Lord, Savior. Lord, to keep this, Lord, Savior, God. For Lord, it's easy, Lord, Savior. Father, to lose, Lord, such, Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, Lord, Father, Lord, chief man, Lord, such, Lord, Spirit, Lord, Savior, God. You guide us, keep us, Lord, and bless our brother, even Lord, Savior, as he travels, Lord. Father, for his next service, Lord, prosper him, Lord, wise to be here, Lord, and Lord, return him back home, Lord, safety, Lord, we pray. Even at this hour, Lord, Savior, God. Father, Lord, God, your Father, truly, Lord, Savior, raise, Lord, our spirits, Lord, even upon this day. Father, Lord, we look unto thee, Lord, Savior, desiring your grace, Lord. Help us, Lord, even in this hour. Guide us now, Father, we pray. Grant us the very grace, Lord, that we may require, Lord, Savior. Lord, that we, Lord, Savior, may witness, Lord, even of thy goodness, Lord. Witness, Lord, even of thy mercy, Lord, Savior. Lord, especially, Lord, Father, as we are approaching, Lord, Father, towards the end, Lord, even of time, Lord, Savior. Let us not be caught unawares, Lord. Let us not be caught, Lord, Father, telling, Lord, Lord, about, Lord, Savior, those things, Lord. Lord, that, Lord, are unfruitful, Lord. But let us be, Lord, Savior, always.
influence, Lord, even upon the Father's business, Lord. Lord, I pray, your grace, Lord. Lord, you give strength, Lord, Father, to the weak, Lord, even upon the strength, Father. Quicken them, Lord, translate them, Lord, serve God. Lord, Father, for you, Lord, sir, you'd lose none, Lord, serve God. Father, Lord, and we are counting upon thee, Lord, and we are judging you, Lord, serve your faithful, even in thy word, Lord, serve God. Shepherd us beyond us, O God. Keep us, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, how we just want to come into thee at this time, Lord, just to say thank you, Lord. To say, Lord, you are good. Lord, you're good all the time, Father. Your word is good. Father, we thank you upon this day that we've heard your truth once again. We thank you, Lord, for the gospel. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the good news. And Father, Lord, in our souls, Lord, how we rejoice, Lord, how we just believe, Lord, and the good report. Father, you said, who has believed my report? Father, you said unto them, the arm of the Lord is revealed. Father, so just upon this day, even where there's sickness, Lord, I would ask of thee that you would just reveal your arm upon this day. Father, we know, Lord, that by your stripes we were healed. We know on that day, Lord, both our sins and our sicknesses were atoned for, Lord. We know that it was a full work. It was a complete work, Lord. So, Father, we just ask and pray if there's anybody here that doesn't know you upon this day, if there'd still be that shadow, Lord, that would hover over their souls, Lord. Lord, to keep them, Lord, from looking away to Calvary upon this day. We just ask and pray that even as the gospel has gone forth and even as the preaching of the word has cast forth those spirits, Lord, we just pray, Lord, they'll reach out even now and touch the Lord and just take a hold of your fullness, Lord. And Father, Lord, just in that simplicity that you'd clothe them in the garments of salvation, Lord. Father, how we thank you, Lord, for taking away our filthy rags, Lord. Our old filthy rags of our old filthy works and deeds, Lord. And Father, how we thank you, Lord, Father, for a garment that's spotless and white. How we thank you, Lord, for the righteousness of the saints that you've clothed your bride in, Lord. And Father, we just want to hide ourselves in thee once again upon this day. We just want to lose ourselves, Lord, in thee, just to come unto the foot of the cross. And just to remember, Lord, the source of it all, Lord, just to look away to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord, and to say, continue to lead us, Lord, and just to finish your glorious work is our desire and our prayer, Lord. Father, bless our brother that has ministered unto us so faithfully upon this day. Father, wheresoever he would go, Lord, with his feet shod with the glad tidings of the gospel, Lord, I just pray that you'd bless him, Lord. Let your angel go before. May you give him good success. May he always return, Father, bearing precious sheaves is our desire. Bless his family, bless his church. We do remember them upon this day, Lord. Even the service upon this evening at your take it, Brother Tom's, Lord. Father, may you renew his strength. May you just allow him, Lord, just to, Father, Lord, come unto that place once again to put himself in your hands, Lord. And Father, may you glorify yourself through him, we ask and we pray. And Father, Lord, may your word go forth. May your word, Father, Lord, which never returns to you void, Father, it always will achieve the purpose. Lord, send it forth for your glory, we'd pray. And as we had come to baptism, just thinking, Lord, of our sisters and our brother that, Lord, have made this glorious decision. Lord, you've called them, Lord. You've drawn nigh unto them, Lord. Father, you've revealed yourself unto them as the great remedy, Father, to every one of their sins and trespasses and transgressions, Lord. I just pray that you'd bless them as they go into the waters of baptism, Lord. And Father, if there's anything still inside of their hearts now, Lord, may they just look up unto thee. Father, may they just put it on under the blood laid upon the altar. Father, Lord, may your blood, Lord, just wash them. Lord, may your blood speak even at this time, Lord. Father, the great words of reconciliation, Lord, we'd ask and pray. Father, bless the remainder of the service. Lord, the visitors that have been in our gates, give them a special blessing upon this day, we'd pray, Lord. And Father, the saints that are visiting us from London, you bless them as well, Lord. And Father, every other need that we have, Father, we do thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, your grace. We thank you for the things that you do for us, Lord. Even them at home, them that haven't managed to come. Even our sisters that are away, Lord. Father, we think of Sister Lydia upon this day. Sister Nachiza, bless them where they are, Lord. And Father, give them their portion and the fellowship that they have upon this day. And Father, watch over us, Lord. We pray in the remainder of this service for your glory, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, saints. Amen, saints. Let's stand. Let's read one scripture as we come to baptism. So do appreciate his word. So do appreciate the service today. We thank the Lord for that. Let's open up Book of Acts chapter 16. Just a good old simple scripture once again. Let's read from verse 25. We're singing the song. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep. There was a troubling of the waters in this situation, says. And seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Now, God couldn't allow him to die like that. It's like that sister in the days of Brother Branham would die, who the baby died in her womb. And she should have died the year before. And the Lord revealed to the prophet, says, she couldn't die because she's my daughter. I couldn't take her before she's ready. It's similar here. This man was going to put himself to death. But the Lord had his servants there to say, Paul cried out with a loud voice saying, do thyself no harm, for we're all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Our friends, that question's been so wonderfully answered upon this day. What must I do to be saved? Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the prophet says, you want to tell people what they mustn't do. No, you mustn't do this and you mustn't do that and you have to stop this. That those things will take care of themselves. If there's a genuine salvation, if it's a genuine work, the same one who justifies you is the same one who will lead you into sanctification. He'll take care of those things.
Thank you, Lord.
But what shall I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't only say that. And thou shalt be saved and thy house.
Amen.
Oh, friends, how wonderful. Today we're going to baptize Sister Viva's mother. Is that not a wonderful thing?
Amen.
We're going to baptize Brother Andres' mother as well.
Amen.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and then apply that faith.
Amen.
The prophet says, if you have faith to be saved, you have faith for your children to be saved.
Amen.
Just apply the same faith to them. And our brother and our sister have taken the simplicity of their faith. And there's been a transmission by the Holy Ghost of that faith. And the Lord has reached out now to their mothers. Friends, what a wonderful and a glorious thing. I would so love to have seen my mom come to this situation before she died, wouldn't you? You know, it would not have been a wonderful and a glorious thing. Now, if your mother and father are still alive, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and your house, you believe for your household as well. Believe like Rahab. She brought in her mother. She brought in her father. She brought in her relatives. She brought them under the token. Friends, and that speaks of the blood of the Lamb. It speaks of the way of redemption. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. They went and had a gospel meeting, and they preached and showed them the ways of salvation. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straight away.
Amen.
Is that not wonderful?
Thank you, Lord.
Don't put it off. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've believed that he died for your sin, if inside of your heart you feel he's calling you and you're wanting to repent, you're sorry for the things that you've done, you feel there's guilt and shame in your past, but you're believing there's a hope that has sprung up inside of you through the preaching of the word, through the moving of the Spirit. There's something risen up inside of you that says, somebody died for me.
Amen.
I don't have to die like this. I don't have to bear this guilt. I don't have to bear this, shame. There's someone who bore my guilt already. There's someone who bore my shame. There's someone who hung naked between the heavens and the earth, between a holy God and a sinful people. There was somebody who has already hung as a propitiation, a full atoning price for our sins. Friends, there's no need to hinder. There's nothing to hinder you from being baptized. If you believe, if you repent inside of your heart and you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that he died for your sins, there's nothing to hinder you from being baptized. You don't have to go and change yourself. You don't have to go and change this and change. He will change it. If you genuinely receive him, the change is going to start from within. And the change on the inside is going to work its way to the outside. And all things are going to become new and all things are going to pass away. So we're so glad for our brother AJ as well. We saw brother Greg, he received this faith. The Lord spoke to him and warned him of the lateness of the hour. The Lord came and troubled his waters. And he stepped into the waters while the angel was passing by in Carlo. And salvation, the virtue of salvation was ministered unto him.
Amen.
And that virtue now, it's overflowed. It's spilt over from him to his good friend AJ. And AJ now has also believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has come to be baptized today. And we saw last week he had his wife. Now he will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that his family may be saved.
Amen.
And may the great gospel continue on. And may we see his wife coming to orders of baptism. Brother Greg believed, and then we saw his sister, Olga, come, and then she was baptized. And the following week, we saw Alex come, and he was baptized. Friends, it's a wonderful thing. When the Lord is troubling the waters, take advantage of the season. When the Lord is passing by, you just cry out, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others you are passing, do not pass me by. Don't let your opportunity pass you by." Oh, friends, it's wonderful. When the Lord is passing by, when the Lord is near and you call upon his name, he does wonderful things. So we're so glad. We just wanted to ask those three people to go to prepare themselves, go and change their clothes for baptism. Let's come into a time of worship as we wait for them to prepare for their baptism.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Oh, no turning back,
no turning back.
The cross before me, the world behind. The cross before me.
To proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the. Don't you love to proclaim it? The devil will be trying to be against you, but friends, by the word of your testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, that's how we overcome it. Testify, doesn't matter how you feel, be like Paul and Silas. When they were in prison, they worshiped the Lord, and the Lord troubled the waters and changed the whole situation. How wonderful it is!
Redeemed by the love to proclaim. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed.
Oh, His child and forever. Oh, hallelujah. Redeemed, redeemed. Hallelujah. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed.
Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. I think of his might, of his glory. If he doth continue, oh, hallelujah, redeemed. Hallelujah, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my soul. Oh, hallelujah, redeemed. Oh, hallelujah, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guided my footsteps and giveth me something. Oh, hallelujah, redeemed, hallelujah, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Brother Andres' mum, she will become, by the grace of God, Sister Zita. Friends, it's different languages, different names, but the Lord knows your name. He knows your name. Sister Viva's mum is Mariona, so she'll be Sister Mariona. And we know Brother AJ, he's been coming along, and the Lord has really been dealing with him, and we're so grateful for that. Friends, it's wonderful when the Lord calls people. Some people want to close the door and say grace is over, but God is his own interpreter. He's the one who does the interpreting. As long as he is still calling, grace is still available to people. And there's people today coming because they've heard the voice from the mercy seat, calling them to come and obtain this mercy through this everlasting covenant. So we're really glad to baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. 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 Ruth decided to serve Him. Ruth rewarded the best day. Ruth decided to serve Him. Ruth rewarded.
It's too loud, Brother James. Brother James, it's too loud.
Lord of the harvest, if you can find grace, you found rest. Oh, as a Lord of the harvest, He's a Lord of the harvest. He told His people, she's meaning for life. Drop handfuls once in a while. Don't let her tire, tell her the message. Holy Spirit, cover and encourage. Do some kind of healing among her. Tell her Jesus Christ is Lord. If you can find grace, you found peace. Oh, as the Lord of the harvest.
Allowed us to be witnesses of this baptism. Let's not forget there's a responsibility that goes with that. Let's really encourage these saints. Let's do all that we can. We do really appreciate all the saints who do all they can to help the new believers. But let's really try to help them along. Even as we're singing the song there about Boaz, helping the new convert in the field. You know, may the Lord help us to help these people. Let's sing that song, Happy Day That Fixed My Choice on Thee, My Savior and My Lord.
Happy day that fixed my choice on Thee, my Savior and my God. Well may this glowing heart rejoice and turn this round just so. Happy day, happy day, happy day. And let me joy, sing every day, happy day, happy day, happy, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, happy born that seals my vows, for He who made with so my love. Cheerful hands fill His arms, hold to the same with shrine. I'm happy day, happy day, happy, happy day, when Jesus, when You are my center, oh, He taught me how to watch and pray and every joy. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He's done the great transactions done,
when you are
my Savior.
Oh, He took me out to a chain break and let me rejoice in every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sin away.
Let's not forget what lifted us. It was love that lifted me. I was sinking deep in sin. Let's sing that song. Far from the peaceful shore. But it's love that lifted me.
I was sinking deep in sin. Far from the peaceful shore. Very deep he stayed within. Sinking to rise no more.
No more.
That's where our victory is, friends. I heard an old, old story. We heard the old, old story today. It'll never lose its power. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Oh, story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning of His precious blood's atonement. Sad about is that it's come to an end. It's been a wonderful time. We just wish Brother Howard was here for longer. Just wish we're having some more meetings. I'm sure you're the same as me. It was starting to get real good. So we really do look forward to the next time. And we just ask Brother Howard to take greetings to England, Brother Peter Chandler when he's there, Brother Frank Hall, to Germany, the saints there, and back to his church back in New Zealand as well. And may the Lord continue to bless the ministry, the gospel tape ministry, all that the Lord's led him to be involved in. I do believe that the Lord will continue to use him as a blessing until his return. It's been wonderful. We really appreciated it. And just to say to the people that were baptized, there's salvation in no other name but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let no person come and tell you to be baptized in some other name. That's the spirit of Antichrist. Salvation is only in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's salvation in no other name. He is the door. He's the way. He is the truth. He's our all in all. He's our hope. He's our husband. He's our redeemer. He's our savior. He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. And I almost said, cursed be the man that wants to build anything else, friends. We don't want anything else, friends. In this place, we don't accept those things. We don't want any new gospel. We don't want any other spirit that is contrary to the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That's what God sent his prophet to restore, to restore us back to that which Christ purchased for us. And we just want the Lord to unfold the fullness. And the fullness will be displayed on the rapture day, when death shall be swallowed up in immortality. Friends, we're looking forward to that. So let's bow our heads once more. Father, we thank you for all that has been said and all that has been done. Bless our two sisters. Bless our brother. We welcome them, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless our brother Howard with your richest blessings. Lord, Father, continue, Lord, just to be his light, be his salvation, be his all in all. Father, you just be his absolute. How wonderful, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your dealing with us. Father, give us traveling mercies now as we'd go. Watch over us, Lord. Bless the meeting this evening, Lord. We'd pray. And Father, on Wednesday, bring us back to your house. Friday, prayer meeting, Lord. Pray for Brother Gilvinus, his family. Bless them when they be with us, Lord. May, Father, you lead him and guide him. Inspire him, Lord, to come and minister something to us for your glory. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Bless the visitors. Give them a good time with us, Lord. And depart with us, for we desire to depart. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you richly, saints. Let's greet one another as we dismiss. Amen.